Your eyes are like two limpid pools of 10W-40. Your skin is like rich Corinthian leather. Your lips are like two night crawlers making love in a peat bog. And your bush, your glorious gravy boat, it feels like crushed balur. Your breath are like two mounds of Häagen-Dazs French vanilla ice cream. How I long to plunge headlong into your flaming pit of desire. Driving, pounding, thrusting, sweating, stinking, pumping, forcing myself on you like a Spanish stallion in the throes of a sexual feeding frenzy. Oh, my love kitten, I long to frost your face with my manhood. Wedging, fudging, we are as one. Come to me, with me, as we savor our kisses in the sunset.
My bed, my bed, how I long to plunge head first into your flaming peat of desire. Wedging, fudging, pushing, stinking. I love you. I love you. Ah, I don't love you. Anyways, that was the Meat Man, and the name of the song was Kisses in the Sunset. And that came off their 1985 record called War of the Superbikes. I had the opportunity to see them in 1986, I believe, on the Rock and Roll Juggernaut Tour, and that was quite the experience. Why that was quite the experience? Well, I better just leave it at that. If you really want to know, write me, and I may tell you, and I may not.
Oh!
Who's that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want.
Listen to me,
Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should go walking in these spooky old sheep suit on until I'm sure that you've been shown that I can be trusted walking with you alone. Oh, Little Red Riding Hood, I'd like to hold you if I could, but you might think I'm a big bad wolf, so I won't. Little Red Riding Hood, even bad wolves.
was Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs from their album from 1966 called Little Red Riding Hood. And that song was called Little Red Riding Hood. I love that song. I love songs about me. I am the wolf.
That was the Spores. The Spores came from Vancouver. That song was called, the first song was from the EP released in 1986 called Narcs in My Pants. I've only had narcs in my pants once and it was nasty. I never want to have narcs in my pants again. I heard you can use colada if you have narcs in your pants. And the second song from that EP is called Conspiracy in the Sky. I love the 7-inch and I like to get their first 7-inch. It is called Meat Byproduct. I love Meat Byproduct.
This is Criminals.
Yeah.
All right, that was the Joneses. This was a CD that was released this year on Full Breach Kicks. You can check out the link I've included at www.fullbreach77.com for those of you too lazy to look it up. The two EPs that have been released on this CD are Criminals and Tits and Champagne. And you actually heard two songs from the Criminals EP. Wow, the first song is called Criminals, and the second song is called Fix Me. You might recall a little while back on Sugar Buzz, I did an interview with the Joneses, particularly with Jeff Drake, and hope to maybe follow it up with another interview. Great band, and I am glad that someone is releasing more of the Joneses. Subsequently, I guess I should mention that Criminals EP was released in 1982, I believe. 82.
The hidden power of self-hypnosis. Hypnosis. The word itself comes from the Greek word meaning sleep, and was first coined in the 19th century. Though the trance-like state called hypnosis is not really a sleep at all, the term persists. We have come to a time where men recognize the effects of the brain on the physical body. What more and more people are beginning to discover is that hypnotism, self-induced, can be the key to opening up the previously blocked concentric circles of the mind, where willpower has a reverse effect, creating a forced situation. Hypnotism shows you how to relax and let positive things happen for you.
You are getting sleepy.
Yeah.
Got a dirty, dirty feeling. All we've got to do is touch. See, I can't help believe it. Girl, you want me back that much. All the time, please won't let me. Can't forget a single day. Got a dirty, dirty feeling.
Was a special little treat for you, for connoisseurs of early Toronto punk rock. That was the Immaculate Hearts. First song was Dead Museum, and the second song was Dirty Feeling, actually a Vile Tones cover. On drums, in the Immaculate Hearts, for these demos was Freddie Pompey, the drummer from the Vile Tones. And on vocals is the infamous, the one, the only, Wayne Allen Brown, who sang with a early Toronto punk band called The Fits. So, yeah. Check it out. They have a site. I have included it in the links, and maybe I'll play some more for you if you haven't been a naughty, naughty, naughty little boy.
Hell, baby, I'm almost ready. Don't you know that the work is dirty? Well, maybe you're most invited. Yeah, maybe you're so much funny. Yeah, don't need those other things I'm yours. I never did. Don't need to tell you what they're for. Who is fighting? I don't care about those other assassins. Yeah, baby, you're most invited.
Listen Up. That was The Normals. Quick. Name a punk rock band from 1977-78 from New Orleans. I'll give you a hint. I just said it. The Normals. Yep, that was The Normals. You heard two songs. You heard Almost Ready from 1978 and Demented Breakdown. Someone did us justice and put this CD out. It came off a label called Nat Records, which is out of Japan. I will include the link. Hope you enjoyed those tunes. And seek out the CD if you can get it. I think it's kind of hard to find, but yep, it's a good one.
Mind time. it's you. Susan, 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 it's you.
Okay, I guess I have to apologize. I have gone over the 40-minute mark. Oh my God, what a milestone. I apologize to those who are downloading it or listening to it, and it's taken a long time, or it took a long time to actually download. So, yep, sorry for all those who have those dial-up modems, but... Anyways, ending it off on a little bit of a mellow note, that is a band called Blue Skies for Black Hearts, and the name of the album is Serenades and Hand Grenades, kind of Elvis Costello, Beatle-y type band, jangly power pop. The song you heard to begin was called Sweet Valentine, and the second song was Susie, Please Come Home, and Susie spelled like Susie from Susie and the Banshees, and I have no idea if the song is about her, but if you want to listen more closely and figure it out for yourself, well then go do so, and don't tell me anything about it, because I really don't care to know. Anyways, yeah, that's it for this installation of Doodah on the Dial. I really hope you enjoyed this program, and yeah, good night, and good riddance, and blah blah, and blah blah, and blah 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 blah.